Would you ever use the word pail or
pails? Yeah. Some folks call them pails, some call them buckets.
Which would you call? Would you call both of them or just one of them
pail? Well, I just call one of them a pail or even bucket. Either one. I always call it a bucket.
That's what we call them, a palm, too. I was just wondering, some people, you know, call the wooden bucket a pail. Some of them call the metal one a pail. Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Frying pan.
Okay. What do you call that thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of? That thing where you can turn the water off and on?
I call that a spigot.
Okay. What do you call the same kind of thing that's out in the yard?
Spigot.
Okay. When you buy groceries at the store, what do they put them in for you to carry them home?
Bags.
Okay. You ever call it a sack or a paper bag or anything like
that? Well, I call them bags, paper bag.
Okay. What do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth? You know, it used to be you'd get 100 pounds of potatoes in them or 100 pounds of chicken feed anymore. They hardly ever make them.
Well, that's called a cloth bag, all I know.
Okay. Would you ever use anything else besides a cloth bag?
Oh yeah, I mostly use paper bags.
Okay.
Buy my chicken feed and stuff like that, I get a paper bag.
You ever hear them called burlap sacks? Or?
Yeah, we used to use a lot of them burlap sacks and buy fertilizer.
Now, what is a burlap sack? Is the cloth close together or is it?
Well, it's a burlap bag. It's not what you call cloth. It's a woven sack like.
I see. All right. And would you ever call the same kind of thing, or did you ever hear them called croaker sacks or crocus sack?
Yes, we call them croaker sacks.
All right. What do you call a small musical instrument that's about this long that you hold up to your mouth and blow on?
Mouth harp.
All right. What do you call a small musical instrument that's made out of metal and held between teeth and picked?
Huge harp.
Okay. Good enough. See, that's the kind of stuff we need. What do you call a kind of support that a carpenter uses to hold boards for sawing? You put one over here and one over here and you put
saw bases.
What's that?
Saw bases.
Alright. What do you call a thing that's used for a similar purpose, except it looks like an X, and you put a log right in here? You have.
I forget what that was called.
Do you ever say block or saw block or anything like that?
I didn't call it a saw block. Like
that. Do you ever use the word sawhorse or jack?
Sawhorse.
Would you ever call the kind of support that the carpenter uses that's made something like this? Kind of mainframe like that. And he puts one up there and one here and he stretches a board across it. Would you ever call that a sawhorse?
Yes, sir, I reckon so.
But the other one you'd call sawhorse more often. Alright. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board and it's balanced in the middle?